You're listening to Distraction Therapy. Conversations and sound walks at a time of change. With me, Rob Watson.
My name is Mahesh Hettiarachchi, and I'm from, we set up this Hope CIC. Hope CIC stands for Hope Against Poverty. So we are, I started volunteering for Cynthia Trust when the lockdown starts. So I've been delivering food for isolated people, delivering essential items, and we did newspapers as well. So I've been having conversations over the phone. So who are isolating and elderly generation. So that was the start. So that was last year, say March. So since then I realized the gap for because Cynthia Trust is providing women support. So then while working with them, so I realized the gap and the need for men. So this is the start. So then I set up CIC and I registered the company and so start slowly growing up, I was thinking. So that was the start. Main names is, now we need to understand men's requirements first. So the basic thing is this dropping sessions, we're going to run from today, every other week, Saturday, in Chapel Cafe for 6 weeks to understand people's requirements. So now, as you can see, men's requirements are not being addressed properly. So we all have requirements. We all have needs. So there are, I don't see any other places that we can go and talk to our mental, how we feel, how, what appetite we want, and maybe, you know, at home we have certain situations. So there are, I can't see any other place in Leicester or any other place where we can go and discuss our problems. So these are the main aims gonna come from them. So this is why, rather than, I don't want to tell, oh, this is my CIC, this is my charity, these are the services that we are going to provide. Rather than doing that, I want to listen to them and address their requirement. So this is where I am at the moment. Cafe is, you know, I want people to be free. So rather than coming into office and discuss these things, it's not, they are not coming out with their requirements. I mean, they are actual how they feel. So in a friendly environment like that, people, when they come to talk to us and they meet people, and it's a good interaction for people to start with their problems. So that is one of the reasons we chose this. And the other thing is, it's free for us. We are partnering with Cynthia Trust. This is part of the Cynthia Trust. So we have this space, yes. The cafe is in a nice location, as you can see. And the friends, we have friendly staff. And we have lovely food here. So we have two parasols outside, sitting down in the sun. It's a lovely place for people to come and spend some time with us.
got the blues, but I don't mind. All I have to do is get to you, and then I feel just fine. I'm on a down, but not all the way. When I'm feeling low, you do your thing just so, and then I feel okay. I was lying.
for this sessions that I'm going to run for this for 6 weeks. So they've been they need anything, I mean, a kind of a food what they want. So we're going to provide that and free coffee and tea. Yes, we do that. I think men doesn't want to. They hold these things for themselves. They don't want. They feel like, okay, if we come out with our problems, they are like weaker side of their life. So, I think in my personal opinion, so we tend to be like not to come out with our problems in public. I mean, like sharing with others. Thinking that we are, it's gonna have a negative impact on their lifestyle. It's not good for their character to say that we are in trouble and we need help and kind of things. That's not right. That we need to come out. We need to expose our expressions. We need to talk to people and understand how they feel. I've been doing. I was involved in a meditation group that's for children. So I did mindfulness programs. That was 2-3 years ago. I've been doing that for three or four years. But last year, I had an incident, so I can't make my mind to go back there. It's nothing, I mean, like, it's personal to me. My daughter was, got involved and my daughter passed away. So I can't go there and all my memories kicking. So, So that is one of the things I got into this. I'm not encouraging people to talk to me, but I'm sure if I talk to someone with my personal experience, they are more open to me. They've been with my last couple of months since I'm working with Cynthia Trust. So I have made a lot of contacts, and I'm good with I'm really good with making contacts. So and I'm a good listener. Yes. Now we're going to today. The main purpose is to set up and do our campaign. So we are planning to do our social media campaign for the rest of the week and give this message to more people to come to us and share their experience and to encourage us to be a part of this and take this to the next level. So next 6 weeks, we're going to register people into our. We're going to make some appointments. If they need our help, then we're going to make appointments and then take it to the next level. Yes. Indicator of success: the number of registration, and we're going to set agenda for the next 2-3 years, and we are planning to set our goals based on people's experience and with the interviews that we are going to have people.
You know I love you now, it's true. There's a hidden dance only we know how to do. And now we're in the clouds looking around. What do you see? Infinity flashing all around. Love like falling without ever landing. This is that feeling. I get it all the time. I wanna dance, I wanna dance, I wanna lose my mind. Once cosmology a beast in the sun. Will you ever notice? Will you ever notice? Love light. Are just reminders of us living underground. This is my love song, and it's for you. Will you ever know it? Will you ever know it? Love like falling without ever landing.
I'm Grant Payton, and I want to find out more about the community and think what John Carter and the Hopers are doing. We're in the chapel on Bishop Street, Chapel Church on Bishop Street. Right, there have been people from the Hope CIT talking about how they can support you with debtified and mental health well-being and all different things and training and things like that one, and how people can give back if they, and that one you dare experience that one. I feel like it's really useful because obviously there's a lot of female thing like that one, but actually to have a male people, because sometimes a male would be more open to talk to another male and that one, so it would be useful to actually make sure that you've got the trust and the empathy and that one, and it can be very useful. Well, the death awareness, epilepsy awareness, bit of training, healthy eating. I want to see where the training, how I can be involved within the training for me, I don't like the word service either, from somebody with lived experience, and how I can train somebody else to either be on an interview panel or be somewhere like, or be on an interview panel or give training to other people and that one from somewhere like Leicester Partridge Trust or the County Council or the City Council, so that they're aware of what support is actually needed and it's not duplicated and that one, because a lot of the time you have these duplications within the services and it's not useful. The lived experience is important because somebody who's actually been through it can empathise more than actually somebody who hadn't been through it and that one. I mean, they can do as much training as possible, but it's only from a book or I've seen that one. But if you've actually lived the actual mental health or learning disability, you can't beat that, because you feel like you can empathise a lot better. I've been on interview panel within Leicester Partridge Trust, and several different times I've been on board and that one, and I've used my experience to try and improve it, and it's gradually getting out with that one. But I feel like we will never get. Everybody will always have slightly different point of view, because we're all human, and it's good for everybody to have different point of view. But it's actually making sure that people being through it are actually the key people who actually understand, who can understand better. I would say it would be beneficial to you, because it would actually, you could actually learn about things like the whatever that was, the death or the other things, and then you could also, there might be something else what isn't actually on the thing, and then you might have some other ideas, and that one you might say, right, let's put this on for another session, and that one, and let's do this for another thing, because the training and that one, so that somebody who could give training from different perspectives, yeah, and it wouldn't always come from the same people, because it's actually good to actually have it's good to have different points of view and that one. Thank you.
Samir. I came here to visit you. It's very good. It's a helping domain, and actually they involve like family matters, like a physical, social workers like that, and like they abusing. And other things like all the time the main doesn't have wrong. This is, I came here because I see that they're helping the main, and they understood the problem, the means, what the problem they have, for what happened to exactly for me, and they come to help me, and it's very good thing for the main. I should say thank you very much to association. Can they helping us the main like that? I need a help. Like I will live my peaceful life, and I'll be get like good things. Like I need the support, financial supports, and like what you call a lot of things. But I can't explain. But it's like my in one word say like I need my peaceful. That's all. And like all the time, like they said that the woman have independence, that the same things like a man also get have independence, like same things. We are each other to walk together. It's not like that, like one go east and one go north. We have to go together and communications. Like sometime the people doesn't have a communications and get a problem, but we have to again to go together and to walk together. That's it. I think that's why this association is helping to Maine to come back to his normal life. And thank to Mr. Mahesh is very good things. He have to open for the Maine's social work. He's doing good things. All the teams are very thankful for them. They are helping us. That's all. Lockdown is not easy, but is right. I do at home, like exercise. I like to cook, and I got my small daughter. I have to play with her, and like a lot of things I did in my house is good. But we pray to this COVID go quickly, and we can come back to our normal life. That's all. Everywhere we go is good to us, good to in the future, because we can see that the people like now understand how to live the life, like, you know, like after COVID and everything, like we have to distance each other and we have to protect the COVID-19 and all like that. But at home also, we go to home, and like we'll see now, just myself, I can say when I come back from home, from work, come home, take to the shower, I don't touch my daughter anything. When I go home, quickly shower, and after I go to do my daughters, and I know it's like a habit now. Before, I'll see nothing, we just go hug my daughters, and now it's differently. The children also understand now. My daughter is a 5-year-old, but she understand how to do, like, you know, COVID exercise and all like that. She wash her hands and she put the mask on before we go out. She do all this thing, like, and it's good to like a social life. Unfortunately, I don't go to pub, but I go to the shopping. I like to shopping, but now at the moment, like a shopping is like online. We sit at home and we'll see the website, and we can do whatever we want to buy. We just choose there and just gonna buy from. And I prefer for like online, as you know, it's more protective and more peaceful. Like, you know, you don't waste your time, you don't go to anywhere. Like you're sitting home and you do order. Is good things. They can just come home. That's all. Yeah, we are cafe mode. Yeah, it's like I say, not all the time. Like once a week, I go out. Like, you know, like I go to the town and I see the town and I eat outside, and I go home back like normal life. That's all. Yeah, I meet in the friends every walk, every day. I just go for a walk, Spinney Hill Garden, and I see some of my friends. I got a new friends there, and I spoke to them, and I walk in, and I play with the volleyball, and it's good. I do some activities myself. It's good. It's good, collect. Just give the good smile and say hi. That's all to hi. Because the more to you say hi, is going more high. You know, like, that's all.
You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Find out more at robwatsonmedia.net or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at robwmedia.